He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, February the 19th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I reported in the newsletter last weekend that the market has kind of entered into a sideways trend. And of course, we're seeing that here 6-7 weeks into the new year. We're slightly have a negative tilt here to the market so far. And as I look at the chart of the market here today, the S&P 500, I still see that kind of undecided, sideways kind of trend going on in the market. It needs to make up its mind, and I gave out the number of 1850, which is where the S&P needs to break through in order to start a new uptrend. We're currently at 1842. We're just 8 points below that. Let's see how we are behaving today to begin our Wednesday. We have the Dow up 44 points right now at 16,174. And I pointed out yesterday that the Dow is fairly weak right now. The Dow has a lot of big multinational companies that rely on a robust global economy, and right now we don't have a robust global economy. The S&P 500 is up a point. It's at 1841. And like I say, 1850 would instill a lot more confidence in me. A breakthrough that on up to new highs would instill a lot more confidence in me. As you know, I've kind of been very cautious here so far the first 7 weeks of this year. We have the NASDAQ, which does instill. The reason I do have 60% still invested in the market is basically because of the NASDAQ, which broke out again yesterday to a new 13-year high. Gold is at 1322. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, we've got a lot of cross currents. We have Fed minutes coming out this week. I guess this would be the first one that Miss Yellen presided over. And we'll get some insight. We'll get a look into our nation's economy and just how it's behaving. They like to break it down by districts, the different districts down south and, of course, way up in the northwest and down here in the southwest and way over there in the northeast to see how every district is doing. And overall, we paint a picture of how our economy is doing right now. Of course, the deep freeze has not helped, I'm sure, the economy right now. And if there's a reason for the Fed to pause on their tapering, I would say that the weather has definitely impacted our economy here since the beginning of the year. You know, another big drag right now on the economy is the housing market. We've had very poor numbers. Of course, it's pretty hard to go out and search and look for new homes on icy roads. People aren't really in the mood for buying a new home and putting in landscaping and all of this. They're digging out of their driveway. So that's, I'm sure, bringing down interest in homes, new homes, existing homes, etc. But at the same time, you also have interest rates, which is ratcheted up here. No longer is that refi boom going on. Interest rates make those payments a little bit higher, knocks people out of the market that could qualify maybe a year ago that could make those payments, and now they can't make those payments. We're now at 2.69% on the 10-year, and I don't know. I just don't see much lower interest rates going forward. And the housing sector is another worry that we have. We've talked about the worries that we have in the market. It seems like we've spent this year talking more about the worries that we have in the past. You know, last year was so easy, seemingly easy, yet I run into people all the time that were up 6 or 7% last year because they had asset allocation models that were built for them by asset allocators, and they didn't do so well. But it was a good year last year if you were in the right areas of the market, and we didn't have a lot of worries to talk about. But now, this year, it seems like there's a lot more worries out there than before, and obviously the market has reacted with a worried start to 2014. The S&P, you know, it's fighting. It doesn't quite want to push its head through to new all-time highs. It just lacks that confidence, that conviction that things are good, that the Fed's still behind us, that the global economy is starting to pick up, that the U.S. economy is starting to pick up. That conviction is not there right now in the S&P 500. It's paused for now. And there's a lot of big gains from last year that are being digested right now. You could say we're in kind of a consolidation mode right now. And as you look to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, like I said yesterday, these are companies that rely on a robust global economy around the world, the IBMs, Microsofts, etc. And that robust economy does not exist right now. The Dow continues to stumble out of the gate here in 2014 after a very good year last year. The NASDAQ, however, is bucking the trend. I had several big winners in the market again yesterday. I believe Illumina, all-time highs. I believe Jazz Pharmaceuticals, all-time highs. I believe Dexcom, all-time highs. And I'm going to feature a stock in the next segment of the show that was the big newsmaker yesterday. It's now more than a double for me and for my conservative growth clients as they make an acquisition that's being applauded. And the stock was one of the biggest winners in the market yesterday. And the NASDAQ stocks continue to buck the trend, whether it's social media stocks, whether it's internet-related stocks, or whether it's the biotechs and the pharmaceuticals. That continues to be the sweet spot in the market. Now, how long has that been the sweet spot of the market? Go back to my newsletter archives, and you can read. You can go back. I don't know how many we have in the archives now. I haven't looked recently, but you can go back to what I was saying at this time last year. And I was saying the same exact thing, that the pharmaceuticals, the biotechs, internet stocks were the sweet spot of the market. And they're still the sweet spot of the market as we sit here today. In fact, I would venture to say that these little sectors of the market are holding the whole world stock market on their shoulders right now, because there's not a lot else out there that's working right now in the market. So, you know what? You take the hand that you're dealt. This is what's working. We make the most of what's working, and when it's not working anymore, then we go in a different direction. And who knows where the leadership is going to come from next? You know, I've seen some bubblings and gurglings in the energy sector, the energy patch. There's been many false moves in the energy sector over the last 2 or 3 years. In fact, I've been sucked into the energy sector a couple of times, only to see it fizzle out. But I'm seeing breakouts in stocks like Helmerich and Payne and Baker Hughes and Cabot Oil and Gas, etc. The question is this the beginning of a new big major move in the oil stocks? And I'm not convinced of that yet. The consumer, the retail stocks, not so good right now. They're struggling. The consumer can't even get out of his house right now. The roads are too icy. That's not helping. The technology stocks, they continue to do well. NXPI is one that I own in my large cap growth accounts. And a lot of other chip-related stocks, including Qualcomm, continue to behave quite nicely right now. But even then, not all the semiconductor stocks and not all the chip stocks are behaving quite nicely. The ones that are behaving well are the ones that I refer to as best stocks now. And to be a best stock now, you have to be a top performer and you still have to be undervalued. You say, well, that's a really tall order. Yeah, it is a really tall order. Out of 3,800 stocks, we only have 200 that meet that criteria. Now you throw on my technical analysis requirements too, and you really narrow it down. And that's why I'm currently about 60 to 65% invested, and I have about 35% on the sidelines. And I've got a lot of people clamoring, find us something, put my money to work, would you? And I search every day. I found several last week. This week I haven't found anything so far. The ones I found last week, I put in my newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter, which you can get at my website, pwstreet.com. So the search continues. We'll talk about a couple here when we come back that I'm either in or have recently found. And we'll go over the characteristics of what makes a best stock now and why these stocks are currently, in my opinion, best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stock Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And I mentioned my newsletter archives, wherein we keep all the past newsletters. I am an open book here. I'm very, very transparent. Every weekend I publish my model portfolios, which I try to keep as close as I possibly can to the actual money that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I mentioned that if you went back and looked around last year at this time, in fact, more specifically, March 15th of last year, you would have seen me add a new stock to my conservative growth portfolio, which is made up mostly of large and mid-cap stocks that are more suitable for, you know, a little bit more of the conservative, less aggressive, less volatile type of investors that have a time horizon that's appropriate for investing in growth stocks. And if you looked at my app last year at this time, you would have seen that the leading sectors in the market were pharmaceuticals, biotechs, internet, and other sectors that continue to lead the market today. We have had a very good trend in the market, and trends are our friends. And as long as those trends remain intact, we're going to continue to ride those trends for all that they're worth and try to make as much money as possible in those trends. And one stock that I bought last year on March the 15th, and it's still there, I still own it, it's a very large position at Gunderson Capital Management, is a company by the name of Actavis. Actavis is headquartered in Parsippany, New Jersey. They develop generic and branded drugs for hypertension, elevated cholesterol, contraception, pain, and others. And they also do a lot of the generic drugs when these drugs come off of patent. And I have also written many articles about the stock. In fact, my most recent article was written for Dow Jones, the Wall Street Journal, back on January 16th of this year. And the title was Actavis Continues Pharmaceuticals Dominance. And I talked and I went through a list of some of their drugs and how well the stock has performed over the years. And I began my article with the sector rankings in the market, because that's one of the keys to being in the right places at the right times, by being in the right sectors of the market at the right time. And when I published this article about a month ago, I showed that the leading sectors in the market were biotech and pharmaceuticals, number one and number two. And if you looked at my newsletter from a year ago, or around March 15th of last year, I'm sure that you would see those same sectors at or near the top of the market. Now, that doesn't mean that every biotech and every drug company, or every generic drug company, every prescription drug company is flourishing in this environment. There's a lot of mediocrity in the market. And one of the goals of my whole system on ferreting out the best stocks in the market is to weed out the mediocrity, to separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say in the Bible. Actavis is a $31 billion large cap company. It's in the right sector right now. It's a drug stock. It's a company that makes money. And the first thing that I looked at in my article was the performance of the stock over the years, okay? The track record. Yes, track record is important. And I've had some people say, Bill, maybe you put too much importance on the track record of a company. I don't think I do. Because the other half of the equation, while the track record looks backwards, the valuation on the stock looks forwards. And I give them equal weighting, performance and valuation. So speaking of track record, over the last 10 years, Actavis has basically tripled the returns of the stock market. Cisco can't say that. IBM can't say that. General Electric can't say that. Actavis can. We've tripled the returns of the market. We've delivered 15.4% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 47% per year. 47% per year over the last 5 years. That's the average to investors, while the market's delivered 18.5. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 53% per year, almost five times what the market's delivered. That gives the stock a performance grade of A. It's up another 137% over the last 12 months. Since I added it to my newsletter, it's now up 130%. It's still in my newsletter. It's still one of the stocks I own. And now you can see when the market started to get dicey in late December and early January, I didn't sell everything. I kept the stocks that were still strong. And Activist was still strong, not only from a performance point of view, but also from a technical point of view. Now you say, well, that's all well and good, looking backwards. Does that help me now? Well, it would have helped you if you would have spotted it back in March when I first brought everybody's attention to it a year ago and put it in my very select model portfolio that usually, when it's maxed out, only has 25 stocks in it. I mean, these are like the 25 best baseball players that make it to the All-Star game, the Midsummer Classic. This is the best of the best. Activist was the best of the best back in March of last year, and today it still qualifies as the best of the best. But you still say, well, what about the future for this company? Well, for that, we look to the valuation. The stock, even after yesterday's huge move, the biggest winners in the market, on new all-time highs for the stock at $209 per share, it's still only trading at 15.6 times forward earnings. In fact, that's been one of the biggest compelling stories about Activist, is its PEG ratio, its forward earnings compared to its growth rate. It's been very inexpensive. And even today, when I compare 15 times forward earnings with the 23% growth rate, I still get a PEG ratio of under 1. I get 0.67. So the stock still makes sense to me from a valuation point of view. I'm not going to sit here and say, now that this stock has gone up 137% for me in the last year, that it's now overvalued and I'm going to sell it. No, I can still make a valuation case for it. And the performance case, obviously, is still there. And the stock chart case, new all-time highs. What is there not to like right now? And as I look at this stock, 1 year ago today, it was ranked number 228. 6 months ago, it was ranked number 14 out of 3,800. 3 months ago, it was ranked number 8. 2 months ago, it was ranked number 33. And as I look at the stock today, it's ranked number 11. It's been in my sweet spot of my database for the last year now, and it's put up these big returns. That's what it takes to be a best stock now. That's what it takes to get a proprietary Gunderson grade of A. And that's what it takes to be in one of my portfolios. Now we just need to find 24 more, don't we? Well, we own a lot of stocks still here at Gunderson Capital Management. And when we come back in the second half of the show, I'm going to...
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked a little bit about how the market's been floundering, but you know what? There's areas of the market that continue to flourish. We've nailed some big, big winners so far this year in the market, including Activus, which we just talked about. In fact, you know, if you want to take a look at the articles that I've written, basically, there's three major websites, thestreet.com, just type in Bill Gunderson and you can see the articles I've written in the last several months and how well those stocks have done. How do I find those stocks? Using my app, Best Stocks Now. I don't get them from the Wall Street Journal. I don't get these winners from watching CNBC all day. I do my own research here at Gunderson Capital Management. And when I see something that's standing out like a sore thumb, I go in and look at what's going on there. Hey, what's up with this thing? And if it meets all of my stringent criteria, it may end up in my model portfolio, either my conservative model portfolio, my aggressive model portfolio, or my income model portfolio. And my app does a very, very good job at grading and ranking mutual funds, which I have many in the stock app, and soon I'll have an app that's dedicated solely to mutual funds. And I found some real gems of mutual funds that under the radar that have blown away the competition over the years in the mutual fund arena. And as I went in and I looked at those mutual funds and what they owned, I found a lot of best stocks now. So they're obviously using some kind of criteria in buying stocks that's very similar to the criteria that I use in buying stocks. And it makes me want to start my own mutual fund. In fact, that's another venture that I'm going to explore, the Gunderson Fund, which uses best stock now criteria. I think it could be a top-ranking mutual fund. As I look at the returns that the newsletter and the model portfolios racked up last year, it would have ranked near or at the top of all mutual funds in America. One such stock that currently meets my criteria is a company out of, take a look here, Plano, Texas. You know, a lot of companies are headed to Texas. They're setting up their corporate headquarters in Austin, in Plano, in other places like this, because Texas is a business-friendly state. I can just tell you, I am headquartered in California. California is a brutal state to try and do business in. It's very, very difficult. It's a very anti-business state, if I say so myself. And I would imagine that one of the reasons Alliance Data Systems Corp. is in Plano, Texas, is business friendly. Nice to do business. We welcome you here to come hire people, come sell your product, come spend money, contribute to our economy. We love business here in Texas. At least that's the feeling I get as an outsider looking in and talking to people that have actually moved their businesses to Texas. What does Alliance Data Systems do? They provide transaction services, credit services, marketing services to over 1,000 consumer-based businesses worldwide. Alliance Data Systems is now a $13.9 billion market cap company. Therefore, it qualifies to be in my conservative growth portfolio because it's a large cap stock. It pays no dividend, so it is not a candidate for my income and growth portfolio. It is a stock that is in my conservative growth portfolio because it meets the criteria that I demand in a stock before I even consider it for my conservative growth model portfolio. This is a very select list of stocks. Out of 3,800 candidates around the world, only 25 at any point in time, that's when it's maxed out, are in my conservative growth portfolio. Right now, I think there's about 15 stocks. That's all I can find right now. It's 15 that meet my criteria and are stocks that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my conservative growth portfolios. And one of those stocks is said stock, Alliance Data Systems. And here's the reason why. You know what? Here's one that flies under the radar. I don't see Alliance Data Systems, the CEO, on TV, on CNBC. I don't read about him in the Wall Street Journal. Instead, I find him here in my app. Over the last 10 years, this stock has quietly delivered phenomenal returns of 25% per year. That's more than the drug stock that we just talked about, Actavis. Actavis was 15% per year. Alliance Data Systems, ADS, has delivered 25% per year, while the market's delivered 5%. Now, that's some outsized performance there. Over the last 5 years, Alliance Data Systems has delivered 54% per year, tripling the returns of the market. I mean, if Alliance Data Systems were a mutual fund, it would be flashing. It would have 6 stars at Morningstar, and it would be the number one ranked mutual fund in my database. It's not a mutual fund, however, it's an individual stock. Over the last 3 years, ADS, Alliance Data Systems, has delivered 53% per year, while the market's delivered 11% per year. 5 times almost the returns of the S&P 500. Take that, Warren Buffett. Over the last 12 months, ADS is up 83%. The market's up 20%. Now, when I take the performance of ADS, I'm a grader. I grade stocks. I grade stocks one against another. To be at the top of the class, it's not easy. ADS, when I look at the performance that the management team at ADS has put up over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years, I get a stock that gets an A+ performance grade. Valedictorian here we're looking at. And you've probably never heard of it. It also gets a momentum grade of A- right now. The stock has been red hot. When I take a look now, looking forward instead of backwards, here's what I see. I see a stock that's currently trading at about 19.9 times forward earnings. Its growth rate is expected to be about 17% over the next 5 years per year. So it's trading at a slight little premium to its growth rate. But, you know, I wouldn't call this a stock that is overly expensive right now. In fact, when I take the earnings estimates for next year, which are currently at $14.23 per share, take that, Cisco. And when I grow those $14.23 per share by 17% per year over the next 5 years and then put a multiple on it that I think is appropriate, I come up with the target price of $540 on a stock that's currently trading at $284. In my book, it still has substantial upside potential. It's already put up substantial performance. And if all things continue to go on the track that they're on, it has the potential to put up substantial performance going forward, even though there's no guarantees. I make no claims. I make no guarantees. It's all I can do is try to stack the probabilities as much as I possibly can in favor of the investor. I have currently 3,819 stocks in my database. ADS, Alliance Data System, comes in at number 15. And when I look at it a year ago, it was 196. When I look at it 6 months ago, it was number 60. When I look at it 3 months ago, it was 44. This has been a top-rated best stock now for over 1 year. No articles on this stock. Maybe we'll see one in the future at some point in time. But I have featured it here on my radio show several times. In fact, you can go back to April of last year when I featured Alliance Data Systems. And then you can go back to January 8th of last year. And also tap on the app there and you can watch my... I featured it back on December 12th of 2012. I featured it back on October 18th of 2012. In fact, it goes clear back to March of 2012. This stock just stays in that top 200-300 and just keeps on delivering returns to investors. Lastly, the all-important stock chart. Well, it recently broke out to new all-time highs. So it scores big. On my grading system, Alliance Data Systems is a stock that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, you know, we try to do things a little bit differently. I think you'll notice that what I do here on the radio show and through the app and the articles we write, it's a little bit different. I mean, we're not out there talking about these great big names that everybody's so interested in. You know, it's funny, if I were to write an article about Microsoft, it would have 30,000 page views. And instead, I write articles about activists and Illumina, and they'll get their share of page views, you know, in the thousands, but not like the big name stocks get. So I could sell out and write articles about the big companies to get more page views, but I'm not after page views. I'm after trying to put investors on top of good fishing holes. You know, if I go fishing to a new area, I like to find the local guide, the local expert on that area, pay him some money to make my day more productive when it comes to fishing those unknown waters. He's out there every day on those waters, and he knows them like the back of his hand. And that's what I try to do, is put you on top of the areas of the market that are really biting right now. And that continues to be these areas that I talk about. U.S. stocks, number one. Drug stocks, NASDAQ stocks, biotech stocks, number two. These continue to be the only areas of the market that are working. You can forget about investing in Latin America right now. You can forget about investing in the Far East right now. You can forget about investing in Russia right now. It just ain't happening. Oh, there's individual stocks here and there that are working well overseas. But as far as forcing yourself, you know, I hear all the time these asset allocators saying, well, you need to have an exposure to the emerging markets because they're growing much faster than the U.S. markets. And that's where you're going to diversify away from the U.S. stock market. But, you know, if it's not working, it's not working. And it hasn't been working for the last 2.5 years. I put up a 5-year chart of the emerging markets in my newsletter over the weekend. You can see that the primary trend has been down for 3 years. Why continue to put good money after bad money? And I read articles every day. Now's the time to be adding to your emerging market positions while they're down. You know, I'm not a believer in that. I don't believe in adding money or buying things when they're down and out. I would rather buy them when they're beginning to flourish, when they're beginning to really spring forward and things are happening at the company, catalysts are happening that are driving these stocks forward. And you know, if I'm going to own mutual funds, I'm going to own mutual funds that are in these great areas of the market right now. The top 10 mutual funds, I would say 7 of them are somehow healthcare related or biotech related or pharmaceutical related, because that's the area of the market that's working. And people ask me, is it too late to get in? They asked me that 9 months ago. Obviously, it wasn't too late to get in. They asked me 6 months ago. Obviously, it wasn't. 3 months ago. They're still flourishing today. Yes, it will come to an end at some point in time, but it ain't over till it's over. And I get criticized all the time for buying stocks that are breaking out to new highs. Why didn't you tell me about this stock before it broke out to new highs? And I come back with the answer, you know, if this stock goes up like Activist did, I bought Activist when it hit a new high a year ago. And now it's up another 127%. How many times along the way has it hit new highs? You would have never bought it. If you're one that refuses to buy new highs, well, I want to buy them on a pullback. Well, you know what? Okay. Find the best stock now. Track it every day. And when it pulls back, personally, I like when they're breaking out. That tells me that there's a catalyst. There's a fire all of a sudden lit underneath that pot of water on the stove. And all of a sudden, it's starting to heat up. That's when I like to buy stocks. And when they cool off, and when the run is over, and when they start to peel over, or when the selling starts to set in, when the profit-taking starts to set in, or when the news starts to turn sour, or when the growth starts to decelerate, like in Apple, then I move away from stocks, and I get into ones that are now beginning to flourish once again. So it's a constant, like a garden. You're tending to the garden, you're picking the weeds, you're watering the good ones, and you're hoping that they'll go for a long, long time. Activist is now almost a one-year holding for me. Long-term hold, up 127%. Others, sometimes they go up in 3 or 4 months, and they've gone up so far, they're so overvalued and so extended, I deem it time to move on. And others just don't work out. And you can go through my newsletter. You see all the losers right next to the winners. But it's the sum of the parts in the end. What's the bottom line? And, of course, that I print, publish every single week in my newsletter. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. You may learn a thing or two about investing in the market. I say this, value investing has its drawbacks. It has its faults. It's been good to a lot of people, but it's gone through some terrible patches. Momentum investing, same thing. It leaves out value. I combine momentum performance investing with value investing. Is it a perfect system? No. There is no perfect system. So all I can say is I do everything I can possibly do to put the odds, put the probabilities on the side of the investor. If you have any interest in us here at Gunderson Capital Management, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Our money under management has grown considerably over the last several years, and it continues to grow. And I continue to put that money to work when I find good stuff, but it has to meet my very stringent criteria. If you want to receive my newsletter every week, go to my website, pwstreet.com. And lastly, the app. In the palm of your hand, you can carry a very potent device that will keep you in the right areas of the market, keep you out of the wrong neighborhoods, and keep you in the very best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.